Green.
Hi, Angie.
How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. So let's just jump right in, and why don't you tell me how your week's been going with the work? What have you been doing? What have you been noticing with the diet for the mind and your vision and your microvision, all those wonderful things?
Diet for the mind, I think, is going well. I'm spending time on my vision, trying to make the healthy choices. Don't do it all the time. Not as consistent as I probably should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do feed my mind my right microvision. I am good with that.
Can you tell me it again real quick?
I am happy, healthy, wealthy, and free.
Perfect. Wonderful. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're spending time with your vision, you're still doing that 2 times a day and really connecting with it?
Yeah, I find myself connecting with it. And, you know, some of it I still don't believe, but I still try to connect with it and read
mm-hmm.
it. Good. Yeah. So it's feeling a little bit better.
Okay. Good. That's excellent. That's excellent, excellent. Remember how I talked to you before about the incremental steps? That's what you're seeing
now.
Yes. Great. That's awesome. Okay. And then how about your awareness? Because I know last week we touched on acceptance, you know, got you started mm-hmm. in the direction. How has that been going?
I'll be honest, sitting and doing a half hour, I just couldn't do it, you know. There were big gaps of time. I had no idea what I was experiencing, and it just seemed like it wasn't really changing anything or doing anything. So mm-hmm. I'm just being honest.
No, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad that you're honest with me, because if you remember how difficult it was in the beginning to connect with your vision, and that's getting
mm-hmm.
easy, and you have your microvision just rolling off your tongue, that's getting easier. The same will happen with acceptance. It's just practicing it. And, you know, always becoming or being aware of your state of being, which can you remember what your state of being actually is pointing to or telling you?
What my state of being is telling me?
State of being comprised of? There's 3, 4 items.
Was that the feelings, thoughts, words, and actions?
There you go. Perfect. Yes, yes. Awesome. So when you are, you know, really paying attention to your feelings, thoughts, words, and actions, your acceptance is going to become easier and easier, because that awareness connected with your vibrational energy, what's happening within you vibrationally,
mm-hmm.
you're going to really help you know what your state of being is. So in the morning when you're doing your 30 minutes, probably right now you're accepting confusion and frustration and boredom, that's perfectly normal to be accepting those things right now. The key is to, you know, when you listen to your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions, then you can identify them and then you can accept them. So doing those 3 steps aggressively all day, every day, not just the 30 minutes in the morning, but all day, every day, is training your mind to go, oh, oops, there's that thought. Okay, that thought, what is my state of being? Okay, that thought's reflecting resistance. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I just know it doesn't feel good. So right now I'm just going to accept. I'm going to say, I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now, and it's okay. And then there might be other times through the day where you're like, oh, wow, I haven't been thinking it. I feel pretty good. What state of being would that be? I can't really think of a word. We don't want you word searching. And you just simply accept, I accept that I'm experiencing acceptance right now. And it's okay. Okay? So confusion right now is perfectly normal. You know, we've talked about in the past, or actually probably this week three, I know you're in week three right now, normalizing emotions. So your emotions of frustration and confusion and boredom and antsiness, all of those are perfectly normal because you're learning something new. It's like going to the gym. When you first walk in, you're not going to, you know, power lift, deadlift 100 pounds. It's going to take you a long time to work up to that small, small incremental step. That's what we're doing with acceptance. So understanding your emotions that right now it's okay to feel uncertain about what you're doing and that you're not totally noticing a difference yet. But just like training a muscle, we're training your mind. So what I'd love to do with you today is let's go through some practicing, some acceptance, identifying the states of being that are coming up. And if I stop you or interrupt you, it's only just to help you out, add value to it. Because I want to make sure it's very, very important that we get this phrase correct, and that, you know, if you're struggling a little bit with finding a state of being, I can help you out there too. Does that sound okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. So, Miss Doreen, whenever you're ready, go ahead and get started for me.
All right. I accept I'm feeling frustrated right now, and it's okay.
I remember that it's an experience. Not a feeling, it's an experience. So I accept I am experiencing frustration right now, and it's okay.
Okay. I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay.
I'm going to just stop you real quick.
Yeah.
Were you seeking that state of being, or did you already know it?
No, I think I was looking for it a little bit, okay. Yeah.
All right, so I want you to just slow down and let the thought come in. Because if you're seeking it, and then you're not really identifying the true state of being. You want to let the thoughts, the words, the conversation, and if none of those are coming in, at the sensations in your body, then you've identified it, and then you say your acceptance.
Okay. I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. But then, you know, it's not okay. I really don't want to be experiencing it.
Right. Exactly. So then what do you think, what state of being had you, allowed you to have that thought? It's not okay.
More frustration, I guess.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Frustration, confusion, uncertainty, doubt. All of that saying, this is not okay. You're saying all of those different states of being, but at the time, if you're frustrated with it, that's what you'll accept.
Okay. I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. So what I noticed over the week was that there are a lot of resistance states of being, and it kind of felt like the acceptance was making me hyper-focused on the resistance.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And what this does is help you identify. So if it's the resistance that you're identifying, you are simply accepting it. So you then have the power to change from resistance into acceptance. You're expanding acceptance. So right now, you're super identifying with the resistance state of being because that's kind of where you're living. You're living in resistance. As you practice this regularly, aggressively, every single day, you are going to notice that shift that changes just a little in the beginning and gets better and better and better from you'll be less resistance thoughts and more acceptance thoughts. So right now, what you've been thinking about for the last 20 years, right, your thoughts have been telling you all of those things that's predominant in your mind. What acceptance does is it allows you to fully accept any and all states of being and then expand acceptance. If you're pushing it away and you're not liking it and this and that, then you're only expanding resistance. These tools will help you to expand more acceptance. And when you expand more acceptance, things feel better. They become lighter. There's less of the resistance feeling coming in. So let's practice it. Let's practice it. Mm-hmm. And I completely understand. And, you know, give me 5 minutes of practicing. And then if you have more questions, we'll talk about it after that.
Okay.
Thank you.
I accept I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay. It's like I'm not experiencing anything.
Okay, so do you think that could possibly be calm? How does your body
feel calm?
Okay. So your body's not feeling calm. So your mind right now is maybe in a state of being of confusion. And if you don't feel calm in within your feelings, within your body, you feel tense, that's just resistance. Go ahead and accept resistance.
All right. I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay.
Right.
I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now. Okay. Except I'm experiencing calm right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing calm right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing worry right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing overwhelm right now. It's okay.
Okay, so now you've been quiet for a bit. What have you been thinking anything? What are your thoughts?
It was quiet, but I guess I didn't know what, I guess I didn't know what I was experiencing, so I guess it's confusion.
Perfect, right?
I accept I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing calm right now. It's okay. Can I accept acceptance? Is that a state of being like I can accept?
Yes, absolutely.
I accept I'm experiencing acceptance right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing calm right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing calm right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing calm right now. It's okay.
Terrific, Doreen. Terrific. Now, do you see how that was only maybe 3 or 4 minutes, how in the beginning it was frustration, confusion, and then the last four acceptance phrases were calm.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me, did you feel any difference in your body? Did you feel tenseness released from your body? Did you feel anything there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that sense of calm is just, yeah, you know, there's not a lot of tension. So, yeah, I think I felt kind of a relief.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Terrific.
Yeah.
Terrific. So when you're doing your 30 minutes in the morning, if you set an alarm and just tell yourself, I'm going to sit here for 30 minutes. I don't come hell or high water. I am not doing anything. Put your phone on do not disturb and just do it for 30 minutes, because that is going to set the foundation for your day, for where you're moving to, because you're choosing the state of being of acceptance and you're doing it for 30 minutes. So you're becoming, you know, so you're becoming a master at awareness. And as soon as we wake up in the morning, we're aware. We are like just awake, but a lot of times we don't listen. So if we wake up in the morning and we are thinking, I don't want to get out of bed. Oh, what state of being caused that thought? Overwhelm. Okay, I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now, and it's okay. So what I'm really trying to dial you into is understanding and listening to your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. It's going to help you identify your state of being. And that 30 minutes in the morning is so, so important to get you prepared to being aware all day long. So then when you're in the shower or you're using the restroom or you're making a breakfast or you're commuting to work, you have all those opportunities to choose acceptance. Therefore, you expand acceptance. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Terrific.
Yeah. What do I do at work, though, when it's so busy? I mean, I can't just, you know, go into a room and sit and accept.
Okay, right. So if you're really, really busy, are there times that you are doing, if you're not speaking to someone else, if you're doing tasks that don't need your actual words to be coming out of your mouth, you can accept. If you are making copies for a presentation during that time, you can accept. If you go to the restroom during work, you can use that time to accept. So anytime you're not having an active conversation with someone, you can accept. And you can do it silently in your mind all day long. Now, there are even times when people are talking to you that you can take the opportunity to accept and not be a participant in the conversation really actively. There's going to be times where you have to be actively conversing with others. That's the only time that you really can't accept, because your brain really can't do those two things at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, you know, what I often do myself, I use this work every single day. I understand where you're from. I once was in your shoes, and I just would, you know, during any given moment, as long as I didn't have to be actively speaking, I would just identify a state of being. And I started noticing as time went on, which you will as well, that the identification was not just around resistance. It was oftentimes around acceptance too. So like we talked about the four steps last week, being aware, listening, identifying your state of being, accepting your state of being, and then going right back to that awareness, is what the key to move you and move you towards acceptance and expand acceptance. So you're responsible. You're committed to this program. You're committed to this work. You're committed to feeling better. So you have to be the person that identifies those moments when you can accept. And there might be an hour that you can't. You're in a meeting. You're conversing. That's okay. As soon as you walk out that door, you start accepting again. You walk to your office. You accept. If you need 5 minutes, I'm sure you can close and lock your door and accept for 5 minutes. It's just finding those pockets of time throughout the day to expand acceptance. And really, you know, even if you're accepting resistance, you're still expanding acceptance because you're actually saying the phrase. You're retraining your mind to realize that every emotion is okay, is normal, and is necessary.
Okay.
So do you have any time throughout the week that, I know you did say the 30 minutes was difficult, and you will get back to that. You will. Like I said, it's just like working out. You know, when you go, you can't do a 30-minute sprint. So now you're just developing the habit of doing acceptance. But how about throughout the day? Did you have any opportunities to accept?
Well, I do some driving, so I use that time to do it. Yeah, pretty much like in the shower, I would do it a little bit, or when I was getting ready. It seemed to be easier to do it then than it was to sit and do the half hour. So, yeah. So a little bit here and there, but not as consistently as what I'm hearing you say.
Okay. One thing I want you to be aware of is what you just said, you know, it's not as difficult as the half hour. So what word does that state of being depict? What is that word representing in your state of being?
Difficult? I guess I'm experiencing difficulty if I think something's difficult. Would that be a state of being?
Yes.
Okay.
Struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So remind yourself when you're sitting there for your 30 minutes, two things I want you to really concentrate on. It's okay to accept difficulty and struggle. It's okay to accept any and all states of being. And two, that this prescription, this is like a prescription that if a doctor gave you a prescription and said you need to take these two pills twice a day for the next 10 days, you would just do it. Well, this is the prescription for your mind. I want you to take this 30-minute acceptance in the morning, even if it's difficult, even if you're antsy, and apply it, because then that's when you're going to get the fastest results. If you can apply your 30 minutes every morning and then all throughout the day, aggressively become aware, really identify your state of being and accept it, I want you at 50 to 70% by the end of this week. That's when all of a sudden you're going to just notice that change and that shift. So instead of fighting the process, which is resistance, and that's okay, you're going to just put your arms around it. Put your arms around it and be like, okay, difficulty, you come right here and you sit down next to me. I'm going to step right through you because I have the prescription now to get well.
Okay.
Okay. Now, was there anything in week three that you needed? Oh, I wanted to ask you this too. But first, need any clarification on anything?
No. I think between, you know, you and the recordings, I think it's pretty clear.
Okay. Did you understand how your state of being uses the law of vibration?
Yeah, it kind of makes sense that, you know, happiness vibrates differently than you know, anger. I mean, I can feel it in my body. So yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Okay, great. All right. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you is, did you get an opportunity to use the 30-minute recording at the end of week 3? It's the recording.
I didn't use the recording. Maybe I will. Maybe that will help me get through the half hour. I'm not sure, but I can give that a try.
That would be great. That would be great. You know, it's just such a wonderful tool, especially for those folks that are having a hard time sitting there for 30 minutes. It just seems to, you know, really work. I love it. I've used it in the past. And I think that you'll really appreciate that extra. It's like a coaching, you know, coaching and teaching you how to sit and quiet your mind, but listening to your thoughts while doing it, quieting your body instead of wanting to get up and run and do all these other things to distract yourself. You want to really pay attention to what's going on inside. So then you can make that shift to acceptance. Does that all make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Yep.
All right. Okay. All right, Doreen. So this week, I want you to say your micro vision all day, every day, as much as you possibly can. Continue with that. Continue connecting with your vision because that's really, really important. And then, you know, I want you accepting, doing your 30 minutes in the morning. So when we talk next week, my first question is going to be, did you do your 30 minutes every morning?
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to just find those pockets of time throughout the day to just be very consistent with your acceptance.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay, my dear, I will talk to you next week. Keep on the path. You're doing really good. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Doreen. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Well done. How did you feel?
Good. Really good.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like each week it's getting a little bit better. Like I felt in the beginning I was really studying everything and making sure like the framework was perfect and all of that. And now it's like I listen, I take notes, I read over them. I make, you know, a real rough draft of a framework. But it's like, I think as the weeks go on, there's a repetitiveness, obviously, to the work. So I feel a bit more relaxed around it. There's a couple of times I felt like I stuttered this week. I was trying to come up with a law of vibration, and I was like the vibrational thing, you know? I'm pretty sure that's, you know, that's normal. We all have brain farts.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I mean, that in the moment, it felt a little bit like, oh, God, why can't I think of the word? And then I was like, I was just relaxed. And it doesn't matter. Move on. But for the most part, yeah, I just, you know, felt really good about it. I think that if you were my client, real client, at this point, I'd have to say I'm happy with the small little tiny incremental growth that you're making, but I'm a little concerned with the lack of like excitement or hope, you know. Like
yes.
You can tell that there's just not a lot of hope. So that, you know, that would be kind of, I can imagine that would be a bit of a struggle. Like, okay, if this person doesn't take my prescription this week, and week 4 they come in and they're still feeling this way, do you just keep repeating? Just keep repeating.
Repetition is our best friend. I mean, for sure. I mean, you can only do what you can do, right? You're doing, and you did a great job. Clearly, I wasn't doing the acceptance. I wasn't seeing the value in it. I think you did a good job of expressing that. I led you out of the practice with a question. So, but then you brought me back after you answered the question, but try, and I have to do this myself. I have to get better at it too. Try to, make sure that, when they ask a question, they ask them what state of being created the question, because they're trying to get out of doing it.
Right.
So, keep them in it. Don't answer any questions until after. And then if they still have the question, which usually they don't, then you'll answer it then. So keep me dialed into the practice. Don't let me get you out. And I've done that too. But I've definitely learned keeping them, like you said, 5 minutes. We're going to do 5 minutes. You don't let them out of the 5 minutes for anything.
Okay.
But then you brought me right back, which is great, because we could certainly get off track and not go back. And then, you know, with every kind of objection I had, you had a good response. You kept pointing me back to the, you know, the power of the work and what it was going to do for me. You know, at some point, especially when I go into, if we go into week four and I'm still kind of the same, it's all about state of being. Don't even answer any questions. Don't, you know, just what's your state of being? What state of being created that question? What state of being is creating your feelings right now? What's it? Just always, that's it. So they start to really get the fact that this is, there's nothing beyond state of being and acceptance.
Okay.
Because the other thing too is clients, I was on with a client before I jumped on with you, and I apologize for being late.
Okay.
You know, it's like, okay, so when do I choose to be happy? You know, what, you know, it's always looking for the next thing. So they're blown by acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't. It's the answer.
Right.
So we have to be really good at making sure we don't blow by it, you know, because they're so in a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the opportunity. But what you did for week three was perfect. You know, when somebody's only done it for a week and they've come into the program kind of as the client I have been, you know, they're probably not going to be much further ahead than where I was.
Okay.
And that's okay. You're still in week three. We got to get them by week four. They have to be proficient. So you set the foundation for me to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you'll just check in and you'll ask them how much they're doing acceptance. Ask them to give you a percentage of the day and, you know, remind them, make sure you're looking for those times when you're on your own, just thinking. Also, you can recommend when they're going to sleep at night, it's the only thing they should be doing.
Oh,
and if they wake up, and if they wake up in the middle of the night, it's the only thing they should be doing.
Yeah,
just a reminder on that.
That's key.
So, it is, especially for people who are struggling with sleep.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't remember that.
That's fine. It's like the clock starts, you know, in the morning as soon as you're where you're awake. And it doesn't end until you wake up the next morning. You keep going. You know, if you wake up in the middle of the night and start thinking, you got to accept through that thinking. Don't stop.
That's funny. I've been telling my husband that lately because he's been worried about a few things and waking up in the middle of the night. I said, honey, I can teach you acceptance. It really helps with the sleep thing. He just smiled at that.
It really does help. Puts you back to sleep.
Slows the mind down. Yeah.
Exactly. The only reason we're up is because we're thinking.
Right. Exactly.
So you did great. And, you know, it's, I think probably what I gave you tonight, it wasn't the worst, but it was pretty bad, you know, because you know, you want people to be more dialed in and more experiencing the relief.
Mm-hmm.
But just wasn't there yet. But that's okay. It's going to happen.
Yep. Yep.
You did a good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I listened to your call today with, I believe his name is Sam.
Mm.
He was so confused and so... you know, out of sorts. And man, the difference from when he was first talking to you, because he hadn't spoken with you yet, even because he's been working with Mike, to when you got him to the end, I'm still not totally convinced he has the whole phrase down for the, you know, but definitely, gosh, the difference in the hope, like I heard hope in it at the end. And so, you know, I know where who the character is that you're playing is not there yet, but it's like, I can imagine that must feel really good when you start noticing, like, this guy came in and he was just, forehead was everywhere. And then he was so excited, you know, like, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be doing it. You know, we'll see if he does, but.
He did, actually. I just talked to him last week. He's doing really well. And he had to drive to a gig and was really experiencing a lot of anxiety around it. And he boxed me the next day. He said he went to the gig. It was great. Didn't even think about it, the driving, and had a wonderful time. So, he's a good guy.
That's really awesome. Oh, and I also wanted to tell you, I did text Kate about us time, but I haven't heard back from her yet. So I'm sure she's just probably doing a bunch of stuff, but maybe I know you guys have the big thing coming up next week, and I've got the wedding after that, but maybe like the third week in October, if that works for you, we could, because I'll be like week six by then.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay,
that'd be really great.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then I have a schedule already for next week. I just did that. So
awesome.
Perfect. For all that.
All right, and Angie, great job. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Mike said he was going to let us know, me and I think it's Eric that can't come this weekend. We're going to try to do, he's going to try to do a Zoom with us Friday morning for a few hours. So I will see you then if I don't talk to you
before. Perfect. That sounds great, Angie.
All right. Thanks, Doreen.
All right. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.